Grace be with you, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study in the biblical books of Ezra and Nehemiah. Lesson 3, God's Call. The calling of Ezra and Nehemiah. Why is it that God calls special people? Why does he call this one and not that one? Now, when we have a close look at the persons God had called, then we see characteristics of these people. First, they are open-hearted for God's will. They are here and they are in this attitude, here I am. You can give orders to me. Here I am. Willingness to work for the Lord. Then what we see here with Ezra and Nehemiah, they were leaders. There are qualities in the life of a person which can be different, but one is the quality of leadership. You can see it by yourself. If you're fascinated by something and you tell other people about it, if they follow you, then you are a natural leader. Then there is this quality in your character. You've got this from God. It's one of many qualities people can have. And if you discover this, that people follow you, you are a leader, but there is a great responsibility in this. The greater this qualifying aspect, the easier you can lead people into the desert or into paradise. So you have to be very careful when you have such a quality as a leader. Now Ezra, as well as Nehemiah, they had such a burning desire in their heart to work for God, to do something for him. They were so fascinated doing God's will. They wanted to work for him, to be with him together, to study his word, to study his will, and to obey. They saw it makes sense to work for God. It's the main sense, the main meaning for life, being a worker, a co-laborer with God. Now, when we have a close look at Ezra's and Nehemiah's life, we see this fire, this being fulfilled with the Holy Spirit, and moving onwards, showing, wow, that's it. Ezra, because of his spirit, others, hundreds, wanted to follow him going back to Israel. Although all of them never had seen this country before. They had all been born in the Persian Empire, there at the river Euphrates or Tigris, where they had been settled. their forefathers many, many years before. But it was the fascination that spread over to the others. Or Nehemiah, let's build the walls of Jerusalem. And they start building. One person is fascinated about something, and the others follow. But we have two sides, a good one and a bad one. God chooses people that they are leaders and that others follow on the right path. And the devil, he has his people as well. And they are trained as well. And there are excellent leaders. But where do they lead the people? They are leaders. The devil wants to mislead. God wants to lead. So there can be very talented people on both sides, on the positive as well on the negative side. There can be criminals being very clever, but on the wrong side. On which side are you?